Oh my god. Wait. Can we add Scorpion King to this list? I hated Scorpion King.
Oh, so there's one of the seasons we can do, right? So it was movie stars with flopped movies,
Yeah.
right? That was one of the things we were talking
Is it
about.
Brendan
So there you go,
Fraser?
The Rock. Oh,
Oh.
no, because are we talking about Scorpion King
Oh,
or The Mummy
no.
Returns?
I'm thinking of Scorpion King, but every time I think about the actual Scorpion King, I always think about The Mummy Returns, where he's in it.
Yeah, that was his first movie. Like, and they loved him so much on set. They
Really?
loved him so much on that one shot, on that one scene, that they're like, dude, we're gonna give you a movie.
Is that really how Scorpion King got made?
Yeah, that was his first one, man. And they were just like, dude, we love you.
Feel about that, because I don't think I watch enough The Rock
Hey,
movies.
if something good can come out of something bad, I'll take it. You know what I mean? Like, these bad movies, we're making this podcast. I'm cool with that. Like, Ryan Reynolds making Green Lantern met his wife. Like, that's dope, man. That's beautiful.
What the hell did we say? I can't remember if it was in the trailer or the teaser for the Wonder Woman episode where it's like we have to go through all the shit to find the gems.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know which one that was, but I do remember saying that.
Oh my
We
God.
easily could have been like, oh, we gotta find the silver lining. No, we gotta go find the gems in the shit. There are other ways to say this, but no, we're going with that one.
I mean, that's the rabbit hole and laxness that we are
Oh, yeah.
bringing to this, but at the same time, we're trying to become experts by the end of
Hey,
it.
I just appreciate it. So, like, one of our friends, shout out to Paulina, she messaged me after listening to one of the episodes, and she was like, dude, it's like listening to a conversation. You were getting a full blown, like, just getting a conversation between myself and Kim. So, there you go. Again, shout out, Paulina. Love you, girl.
Hi, Paulina, you're the best.
So, on that note, welcome back to the Movie Masochist Podcast, where we try to find the fun in painful films. My name is Joby.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And if you guys haven't realized by now, this season we are doing all comic book movies. So, on this one, we are going back to DC because, God damn it, DC, like.
How dare you? How dare you exist, DC?
You have some of the most iconic characters in pulp culture, and somehow a lot of times you just fall short of those expectations. Maybe that is the reason why you fall short of those expectations, because these are well known. A lot of people know them from back in the day of like the Justice Friends from like the 70s. Then we had the Justice League in the 2000s that brought us back to modern times, and that was amazing. And then we see the movies and we're just, what the fuck just happened? What is happening?
I will have to say, I've actually never seen this film. I've avoided it for my entire life until this very moment, I guess. And actually, the only inkling, the only knowledge of it that I have is hilariously at Comic-Con 2019, the star at two people? We haven't introduced the film yet, so I can't talk about
Yeah,
it
we
yet.
haven't. Okay, so the movie we have decided to watch is none other than the 2011 Green Lantern, starring Ryan Reynolds and his wife, Blake Lively, which they met on set.
Oh.
Side note of the last movie we just watched, of Fantastic Four, I didn't realize that Kate Mara and Jamie Bell, the guy who played the Thing, actually are married now. It took me until after editing the next episode to find that out.
I mean, I didn't know that either. I did not do a deep dive into research of these people after we watched that film. I want to cleanse my mind of that film. I have already forgotten about
In all fairness, I don't remember half the movie because
What happened?
there wasn't much that was memorable besides the fact that everything was just kind of bland,
Yeah.
to put it lightly and nicely. It was
Yeah.
just bland.
In turn, I hope that Green Lantern is not as bland as Fantastic Four from last week.
It's not as bland, but it's kind of like one of those things with like, and I nah, see, I can't even say it
Like,
because
don't spoil. Yeah, no, don't spoil it.
exactly. I don't want to give you expectations. I don't want to give you a heads up of what to expect.
I already have expectations. All
Sure.
right, here's my Comic-Con story. At New York Comic-Con 2019, Ryan Reynolds and Taika Waititi. Taika wasn't there physically, he had a video, but Ryan was talking about his experience being on Green Lantern and working with Taika. And it was just like they both also wanted to forget that they were in this movie together.
Oh, he was the buddy in Green Lantern. I just realized that. Wow.
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
Yes. So they're together again in Free Guy, whenever the heck that comes out. And there was an entire sketch of them being like, oh yeah, I loved working with Ryan for the first time on Free Guy. And then everyone around them was like, do you guys remember 2011's Green Lantern? And they're like, what?
I think that's the crazy thing, the fact that this cast is solid across the board.
Stacked. I'm not looking at the cast, but you've only told me, like...
I am looking at this. Do you...
No, don't tell me.
All right, so the three names that we just mentioned already. So you have Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, and Taika Waititi. Taika Waititi, right?
Yes.
I did better than the guy who played Mr. Fantastic last week. It's
okay, Joby, I think this is a trope in every film that we watch. There is one person you cannot... say their name.
I just realized that has been a running thing. I am garbage when it comes to names.
Gal Gadot.
Wow.
What is the...
I even messed up the little girl, like Lilia Spell. Yeah, I said it three different ways to say that name.
We did not look these up.
No, we didn't. And then last week was a guy who plays...
Taika's name is hard, though, because even I mess up his last name. I think it's Waititi.
It's Waititi. I'm looking at it right now, because for some reason, that last T, I want it to be a K, like Tiki, like Tiki Torch. But it is Waititi.
All right, well...
Oh, yeah.
We gotta go back to the actual movie that we're talking about.
Yes, back to it. So you having never seen this movie, what do you know about it?
Critically panned, and... I always bring this up. This is my character trope. I know that the CGI is absolute garbage because Ryan looks so weird in the suit.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. I need to see one thing real quick. And this is going to be my one Google.
Okay.
Even though I have...
You're on IMDb.
It is right in front of me. So, okay. There is no excuse as to why the suit should look that bad or him to look so wonky in the suit. When 2 years earlier, we had Avatar.
Avatar The Last Airbender?
No. Avatar as in James Cameron Avatar with the blue people.
Oh, blue people Avatar.
That was 2009. Oh. So to have CGI of that caliber and everything look really crisp and clean, if you're gonna have a CGI suit, you don't want to make him wear a suit, you're gonna make a CGI, you should make that perfect. And the technology is there.
Okay, you say that, but at the same time, you have something like Marvel, where I did not realize this until I watched something recently, where they did not build out the suits in Endgame, the one where they're like about to go time traveling. They're wearing their normal, like, superhero costumes, and all of their suits from, like, the neck down look like that. But at the same time, you have CG in, like, The Walking Dead. Like, the blood looks like garbage, and then, I don't know, I keep thinking about, like, DC stuff, where things just don't look right. Like, Wonder Woman. Fucking Wonder Woman. That's what I'm thinking of.
Bring it back. Back to episode one. Let's
back
go.
Back to episode one. Like, those came out roughly within 2 years of each other. Or, like, whenever they started production on it. Like, maybe 2018?
Walking Dead?
No. Endgame.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were, like, in post-production around the same time. But the CGI for both are very different. Like, I did not realize those suits were fake until somebody pointed them out, and now I can't unsee them, versus, like, Wonder Woman, where, like, I don't understand why the lasso looks the way it is. Is it, like, who works on these? Like, who is behind this that, like, ruined this all? Is it the Disney money? Is it the Mickey Mouse money?
I don't know. It might be. It might be because Disney's got all the money, and honestly, let's be honest, like,
they have a monopoly.
Yeah, their animation department and all those things is really, really good. I mean, even look at, like, Lucasfilms of stuff like that, where if you're looking at something along the lines of Rogue One, and you CGI'd an entire character over a guy's face, and Princess Leia, like, iconic A New Hope Princess Leia that we all know from the first movie ever, and it looks really clean. Same time, like, yeah, you're absolutely right. We can have amazing CGI from one franchise, from one studio, and really wonky ones with another.
It's not a good excuse.
It's not.
But at the same time, it's like, it's unfair to compare the two, because it's like, I keep thinking about the example of Disney versus, like, DreamWorks, where it's like, Disney keeps winning things in, like, Oscar tier, but maybe DreamWorks had, like, the better story. There's just maybe so nuanced that we as the audience are biased. But I'm also just like, why is it so obvious, I guess, when things are not doing well. So, like, I think that's my thing about with Green Lantern, where I agree that I'm like, how did this fail really badly? And I'm not looking forward to seeing how weird Ryan looks like from the neck down. Oh my god. All right, wait. Because you have only asked me, do your best to not spoil. This will be the toughest part about this. What do you know about this film that you just do not like?
Oh, what I didn't like about this film?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Does that cut into the full episode?
I'm gonna save that for the full episode. Because, okay. I don't want to give you preconceived notions going into the movie.
Okay, so then let me rephrase my question.
Okay, sure.
You've already asked me what I know about this film. What kernels of knowledge without spoilers can you give me about this film that either you like or did not like?
Oh, this would be fun if it was one of those things of like things out of context that doesn't spoil the movie. Yes. But if you've seen the movie, you get it.
Yes.
Ooh, okay, I like that. So something I loved, I'm gonna say the mask. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Okay. I just keep thinking about Jim Carrey, but okay.
And that's exactly why I phrased it that way, so that you get a little confused.
Okay.
Something I really hated, and it was I found it so cheesy, Hot Wheels. I'll leave it at that.
Oh no, what the fuck does that mean?
Exactly. There you go. All right, let's try to get a hat trick of, and something a little neutral.
Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, that's it.
Yeah, that is pretty neutral, but at the same time, like, I want to give you some things that are going to be like, oh, that's kind of fun, but also kind of like, okay, what the shit? I want to get a third for the sake of, like, things come in threes, but I give you a good and a bad. So,
yeah, no, that's...
leave it at that. I'm going to leave it there.
That is, like, valid in terms of what we're doing.
So, yes, The Mask and Hot Wheels. So, there you go. That's something you got to look forward to. All right? But, again, I mentioned it before. I think, I don't know if it was in the edited version or not, but I am the weird guy where I will constantly rewatch random things, put them in the background while I'm doing other stuff. Like, I'm playing a video game on the Switch, I'll toss something else onto the TV, or like playing app games on my phone, working on cosplay stuff. Something's in the background. There's always something going on elsewhere, right?
Right.
And it's just like Wonder Woman 84. When you have these kinds of movies, if it's on TV, I got nothing else to do, and it's like, hey, it's kind of been a while, I'll pop it on. Whatever. It's not like I really care. It's not like, oh, I have to see this part. This is my favorite part. It's not like Endgame when they put it on TNT and I'm like, oh, final bat is happening. Everything stopped. I gotta watch what's going on. Hold on.
Mm.
Which, side note, I can't because freaking talk about Marvel again.
We can't talk about Marvel. We need to have like a Marvel meter of how many times we've talked about Marvel and we're trying to talk about DC. Like, we want to avoid talking about DC so much that we talk about the thing that we actually like, and it's Marvel.
Yes. Holy crap. Okay, back to it. So
you need to finish your point. It's really just, what is there anything else that you can tell me about this movie without spoiling, or if you have any other thoughts?
I think we were good on that point. We were done on that point.
Okay,
just because like, everything else is going to be a little bit of spoiler,
right?
So Kim not having any knowledge of this,
I'm terrified going into this with little to no knowledge.
This is honestly one of the reasons why I was hesitant on making this episode 3, but we referenced it almost every freaking recording, so we kind of had to do it. I didn't think it was all that bad. There were so much worse movies out there. This one didn't really bug me. I mean, now I can nitpick it a little bit more and see where those pitfalls are. But overall, it's still going to be like, all right, I'm still going to be okay with this later on. It's not like last week where we watched Fantastic Four and I was just, what the...
Is this going to be your mildest watch?
It might be.
You think? Okay.
I really think it will be, considering everything else we have on our list, which y'all will find out later in the season. Hey. But yes, I think this might be the mildest one, if not Wonder Woman being it before.
I feel like that's still a stretch, because like...
It is. It is.
We started at like 5 for Wonder Woman, and then we like dived so hard.
We got down to like a 0.4. No, that's mean. No, we got down to like a 2. No, I can't even see it. Maybe a 3? Because I feel like 2 and 1 are just like, that's really bottom barrel of like everything I hated. You know what I mean?
I think Wonder Woman, for me, maybe a solid like 6.
Yeah.
It's like not the middle road where it's like, it could be enjoyable, but it wasn't at one point. But then Fantastic Four was definitely a solid 3 for me.
Yes. I would actually agree with that breakdown. I would give Wonder Woman a 6. Yeah, I can't even be generous to say a 7. That's a little too high. That's a little too high, but also going to like 4 or 5 here, that seems a little too low, so I'll give it a 6. Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four was just painful, but it wasn't like I will turn off the film. Did I need to pause? Yeah, I needed to pause at certain times and rewind because I didn't know.
It came up on like YouTube TV, like there was a channel that was streaming it at some point, and I'm like, I am never watching this again in my life. I watched it twice in one day. I'm like, I'm good forever.
I still cannot believe you watched it twice in a row.
I needed to find a good point. I didn't have one yet. I had to.
You truly embodied the title of the podcast.
Absolutely. So yes, next week, we got Green Lantern.
Oh, my Lord.
Get ready, friends.
Am I ever going to not complain about the films we're going to watch? No.
But I think that's a good balance. This is why this works out. The fact that
I am the opposite of you when it comes to these films.
I'm going to go into it kind of excited. You're going to go into it like a lot more nervous. I'm going to come out of it being like, that wasn't that bad. You're going to come back being, what the hell was this? Oh, my God.
That is the trope of this entire damn podcast. I consistently just further proving why these films are bad.
Yes. And here I am. I'm going to try to hype them up a little bit more and be like, yeah, this is fun, guys. It's okay. Just look past X, Y, and Z. It's all right.
Well, I can't wait for everyone to hear us rant and rave about Green Lantern. So until next time, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at MovieMasochists or at MovieMasochist_. And all that being said, we'll see you next time. I'm Kim.
And I'm Joby.
Thank you for listening to Movie Masochists, where we try to find the fun in painful films.
Hooray! Woo!